From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. A year ago, a record-setting winter storm swept through Jackson, Mississippi. Pipes froze and a major water plant shut down. Hundreds of thousands of residents were left without running water, some for up to a month. As the Gulf States Newsroom's Bobby Jean Misick reports, the city has dealt with water issues for decades.
Charles Williams Jr.'s desk is covered in papers. He's Jackson's city engineer. Boxes line one wall of his office. Reams of industrial drawings are rolled up against another. It looks like chaos, but he knows where everything is.
All of these on this wall right here are water-related projects. Drainage, bridges, wastewater.
He's been with the department for 20 years and is all too familiar with Jackson's water woes. For years, aging pipes have led to leaks. Previous storms caused water main breaks, and last February,
we knew cold weather was coming in, and so we really thought that it was going to get very cold, we'll get a little ice or snow, and then it would get out.
But two winter storms hit back to back in a matter of days, and the water system was completely knocked out.
Number of calls for low water pressure or just no water at all, it was crazy.
Williams tried to keep everyone on his team calm during the weeks that followed. But this was the most challenging moment in all his years with Jackson's Public Works Department.
From a personal level, just seeing people suffer like that, that was tough.
So yeah, it was like, where can we find water?
That's Bayless McDaniels. She was living with her daughters and grandchildren in an apartment in South Jackson when the winter storm hit and the water pressure started to drop. That was the beginning of a month-long daily search for water.
Water flush the toilets. We had to have water tank baths, water to cook with, water to do everything in.
McDaniel says the stores quickly ran out of bottled water. She relied on friends who lived in nearby counties to bring water in and on churches that were distributing bottles. On a windy day in February, volunteers with the community organization Operation Good are handing out water to South Jackson residents concerned about contaminants, including lead, in the water. The group worked all over the city during the crisis last year. Gino Womack is the program director. He drove me around the area on the anniversary of the storm.
South Jackson was the last place to get water, so we really took care of the majority of the people in this part of town.
And South and West Jackson have the largest black populations and the highest poverty levels in the city. South Jackson residents like Bayless McDaniels have grown used to getting boil water notices from the city regularly when the water pressure gets low and the risk of contamination is high. Even when there's not an alert, McDaniels and her family don't trust the tap water for drinking or cooking. Only bathing.
They bathe in the dirt wall. Oh, I'm sorry. Because that's what it tastes like, dirt.
McDaniels has lived in Jackson all her life, but the water, along with high crime rates and other issues, have left her with a bad taste for the city as a whole. And she can't take much more.
Probably within the next 6 months, I'm leaving.
Residents have been leaving in droves for decades, in part due to the city's underfunded infrastructure. But federal dollars are on the way. The city has already received $8 million from the American Rescue Plan for a project to improve water access in South Jackson. And $75 million from the Infrastructure Act has been designated for Mississippi's water and sewage systems. But it's not all for Jackson. And even if it was, city engineer Charles Williams says it's not enough.
We're grateful for the $75 million, but our needs exceed $75.
He says every little bit helps, but he'd rather see a steady flow of funding instead of one lump sum. With the long list of needs, from plants to pipes to personnel, it's only a drop in the bucket. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Bobby Jean Misick.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a collaboration among public media stations in Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana.